This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So I talked early in the broadcast about the Democrats trying to set up President Trump. There's going to be new allegations of women, and they're going to be they think this is going to work. It's already failed. It's like the Russia story. It's like the racism story. Whatever. It's all going to fail. And once we get through the Christmas season and the holiday shopping and all that other crap, and then we get into the next election year, and you start seeing these policies go into play, and you start counting up the wins, because Donald Trump has had one heck of a week. You start counting up these wins, and you're going to say, holy cow, why would you want to fight this man? Why wouldn't you just go with the flow? But here's the biggest reason of all. Why it's not going to work? Well, a couple of reasons. One, it's mostly not true. You can't get Americans like myself to believe that Donald Trump would have to do anything to a woman that she didn't want to happen. Billionaires that are, I mean, I don't know whether you think Trump's a good-looking guy or not, but I'll tell you this. When you see a guy and he's worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, he suddenly starts looking a little more attractive than normal. It's the truth. I told you guys, I was at an event or something, and you know, I could see how people were responding to me. And then a lady says, hey, and we've got Kevin Jackson with Fox News here. And pow, suddenly people want to come over and talk. They didn't have a word to say earlier. Now, I'm not calling them superficial or whatever, but because they have interest in Fox, they watch Fox. But it was a different thing. That's what happens. Now I recognize, oh, my gosh, yeah. Happened in New York. I was talking to a police officer trying to turn over some weed. Found it in the park. And he's like, oh, dude, I know you. Oh, my gosh, can I get a picture? You know, that's what happens. So you're going to have a tough time selling Al Franken try to do that to women? Yeah. John Conyers? Yeah. You know, but billionaire playboy Donald Trump? Please. How long is that line of women going? Will you please fill my... A long line. Sadly... A long, long line. It shouldn't matter that this guy's worth $1 billion or whatever he's worth, right? If your daughter has morality, she says, you're gonna court me. You know, it isn't just going to be handing over the cookies. You're going to have to court me. You're going to have to, you know, let me know that we're mutual. I don't care about your fat paycheck, you know, or your money, your wallet. But that's not the way leftists think. So they think it's going to work. They're going to try this ruse, and that's why they're cleaning house. We're the party of cleaning house. They didn't clean house with any of their congresspeople. They didn't clean John Conyers out earlier. They didn't clean out the people who've got $17 million of your dollars that have been spent on them for their sexual dalliances. They didn't clean them out. They didn't clean out the DNC that conspired to get rid of, you know, all the other competitors of Hillary Clinton. And Donna Brazile, they didn't clean her out. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is giving secrets away to Arabs, giving them access to our servers. They didn't clean her out. And a host of others. They haven't cleaned up the media. How many media guys are, you know, have we seen now so far? Forget. I mean, you want to go back and point to Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly. That seems like ancient times compared to now. So where are they clean house? Have they gotten rid of Matt Lauer had nothing to do with the Democrats. Look at every one of the people, too, that they were, you know, they've gotten rid of. They're all at the same parties. They go to Hillary's party. They go to Obama's party. They party together. They're all friends with Weinstein, etc. And none of them know. None of them know. I didn't know he was doing this or that. Yeah, you did. You all knew. But they're cleaning house. Because they want you to believe that, you know, we're all good. We look at what we did as a party. We have revamped ourselves. I guess bigger, better didn't work, or whatever they said it was. Better, better, better. Not working the way they thought. They got a big problem. Their stuff's going to keep on coming. If you think that they've cleaned house and that you're not going to hear any more scandals regarding Democrats and their shenanigans with their interns and pages and whatever else, you'd be naive. They'd like to make sure it's not at the level of a Pelosi or a Durbin or somebody like that. Don't be surprised if it is. It's D.C. A male escort was found dead inside of a wealthy Democrat donor's home. Did you hear this story? Probably not. But that's close to, you know, that's tangentially related to the things that we're talking about here. But you know what's directly related? The House settled a lawsuit against Meeks. Representative Meeks, Democrat. They fired the staffer who reported the sexual assault. No harm, no foul. That's what they do. That's how they handle their scandal, as we say, in the vernacular. Meanwhile, what does Donald Trump do? What he promised? Living up to all kinds of stuff. Rattling the cages of the left. Hey, we're moving our embassy to Jerusalem. Big statement. Bold statement. But the Democrats will tell you they're bold because they're getting rid of their scoundrels. Conyers, 88 years old, served 52 years in Congress. Holy cow. When does the light come on? Wants his son to replace him. He's got felony domestic assault, and a host of other things going against him. And that's who Conyers wants to replace him. We've got an embattled, embroiled FBI that essentially cannot be trusted. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but they can't be trusted. They didn't even fire the guy who they have all the dots connecting him to all of Hillary's shenanigans and why she got away with it, why she could be so confident. Do you remember when you were hearing these stories and you're saying to yourself, why? I know I was. I was like, how is she running around acting like she's not getting fitted for an orange suit, orange jumpsuit? Now we know. She had it already cooked. Comey already had the answers. You know what they should do? They should just say, okay, she's not guilty. Now, let's back it up and make sure that it's that way. You want to talk about chain of evidence, chain of custody, that kind of stuff? Go look at everything this guy Peter Strzok did or whatever his name is. It's ridiculous. But yeah, so lots more to come. Don't count out the Democrats being through with their scandals, folks. There's many more because the cover-up, as they say, is always worse than the scandal. And that's where they find themselves now. We've got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to cover a listener's comment to me. And big fan, says he's a big fan, listened to a replay of one of the shows. And he says, I found your dialogue on the college student who was suspended for posting his former girlfriend's letter on the internet. Very interesting. Of course, you're right. It wasn't any of the university's business, but you didn't handle the other issue, the guy's use of the internet to humiliate his former girlfriend, very well. And he says, anyone who thinks it's fun to humiliate someone is a real jerk, and I don't have much sympathy for him. Just having fun? Really? You talked about the young man's potential as a teacher. Suppose he becomes a teacher and decides it would be fun to humiliate your children or maybe your wife. We shouldn't condone people using their rights irresponsibly. Please think before you open your mouth. See, it's a nice message until you get to that part. I'm not going to say the guy's name. He knows who he is. I don't want to humiliate him. But I have to. So, first of all, he's dead wrong. You know, we live in a world, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the girl had broken up with him, made his life miserable, and then did an apology letter back to him explaining all the things that she'd done wrong and how great he'd been. So what I would say to this person, let's just call him Vern, the issue here is that we live in a time where we are being told as men that we're less. I made the comment the other day that pretty soon it will take two men to verify what a woman said about the man, because the man is automatically assumed to be guilty. You watch TV, you watch entertainment, all these people make guys look like buffoons. Now, if we flip that and a guy had been a jerk and a girl got even with him on the internet, I doubt if Vern would have written me this letter. Despite all the progress that women have made in this country, we continue to talk about the nonsensical issues of some imbalance between men and women. You know what? The imbalance of how much, you know, pee when we pee versus women. It's to the point of being ridiculous. What are you talking about? I don't make as much money. Is anybody stopping a woman in America from establishing her own business, we call it, hanging their shingle, and going out and making a living for herself? Of course not. If whatever job you choose to do, you don't have to do it. You don't have to work for some man. And the same is true of blacks. And I'm watching this happen. I'm watching the degradation of society because we have these special interests that always want to look out for somebody. Or, well, poor thing, she did this. He shouldn't have put this out on the internet. Let me tell you what should have happened. She should not have mistreated her man to the point where he felt he wanted to take his grievance out on something like that. And what did he do? He corrected her stupid letter and also said, I'm not getting back with you. That's what he did. And maybe there's a lesson in that for other people. You know, it's funny. We always look at things and go, that's a horrible thing to do. There were many things far worse that could have been done. And I dare Vern to go look on the internet and look at these websites and say, getting even and, you know, crushes you know what and blah, 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 because they hate what guys are doing. The emasculation of this society and then the degradation of men is the very reason that we don't have guys, and I'm going to speak in the black community, but it isn't just the black community. We don't have men who will stay with their families, who will raise their children, and who will do the right thing. This is a guy that this woman admits was a great guy. And I screwed up. I'm really sorry. You know, and she's explaining all of it, and you know, he's correcting her, and it's because he's a teacher. And then Vern said, "What kind of teacher is he going to be if he's going to do that to your kids?" Well, you know what? I wouldn't expect him to do that to my kids. That's one of those arguments where, well, what if he did that to your wife or to your daughter? Well, let me tell you, if he did it to my daughter and she was that girl that he described, good, she deserved it. Does that answer your question? Women are not immune to being bad people and doing bad things. Guys, to the point, well, always be a gentleman. Being a gentleman has a lot more to do with just taking it every time somebody wants to throw something in your face. Oh, you guys make more money than we do, and you do this, and you're abusers. Lesbians abuse their women, abuse their wives, or whatever you want to call them. I don't think they can be married, but you know what I'm saying. You don't hear an outcry of that. Lesbians hit on other women at the job. Who's getting fired? You seen any lesbians get fired? You haven't even brought it up. So look, I'm certainly no misogynist. You guys have heard me talk about when I work for a woman boss. Technically, as a Fox News contributor, I work for a woman. The president of Fox is a woman. I've sat in her office multiple times. And you know, we've had conversations, and I know what her role is to me. I mean, she's, you know, I'm a contributor. She doesn't sign all my paychecks, but she signs one of them. No, that's technically not true, but she's over it. Her right-hand man is another woman, ironically. Great lady. We're good friends. That's my boss. Technically, Lauren's my boss, and Suzanne's my boss's boss, but they're bosses. Both of them women. Accomplished women in their own right. And you know what? They've done some dirty to people in this, and they're big girls and they can take it. But I'm not going to play this game of what if it were your daughter? What if it were you this? What if that were your son who'd given his all to this relationship, thought it was going to go somewhere, and this girl is nitpicking him to the point where, you know, she breaks it off and he's going, what more could I do? We're going to play that game? I think it's a silly game. So look, here's the biggest part of it. We don't have to agree on this. But you're going to end it in with this passive-aggressive thing that says, you know, anyone who thinks it's fun to humiliate someone is a real jerk. Well, let me tell you, I know a lot of real jerks because it is fun to humiliate some people. Some people deserve to be humiliated. Al Franken's a good one. He deserves to be humiliated. Harvey Weinstein, do you have any problem with me humiliating Harvey? I write about these clowns every day. I don't see somebody writing into me going, Kevin, I can't believe you humiliated Harvey Weinstein. Kevin, I can't believe you humiliated Chelsea Handler. Kevin, I can't believe you humiliated Hillary Clinton. They deserved it. And then this other part. Use your rights irresponsibly. What did she do that was irresponsible? Didn't she have some sort of human condition to this guy? Didn't she owe him something? And then the final part, please think before you open your mouth. How about you think before you start writing and telling people what to think and when to open their mouths? You know, I don't mind getting letters from people. I don't. But when you try to hide your passive-aggressive BS, is this, you know, I'm a fan, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah. I don't consider that a fan. Again, we can disagree. Kevin, I didn't like the way you handled it. You know, I really felt like you might want to think about that. Okay, fine, we're going to have a different conversation. But when you tell me, please think before you open your mouth, as if I didn't. The implication is, Kevin, you didn't think. You just started spitting stuff out. Oh, no, I thought about it, just like I thought about this, Vern.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about boldness and what you do. Boldness is the way you approach the things that you know about, right? If you don't know something about something, you tend to approach it very tepid. You know, you tiptoe around it. One time I had to teach this class, and I just started learning the subject, and IBM goes, "Hey, Kevin, you seem to know a lot about it. Why don't you go?" And I was like, "No, I don't really know this, you know, enough about it to kind of be dangerous." They go, "Well, we don't have anybody else to go. You know, you're going to have to go." So I go, and I know all the book material, but I hadn't put it into practice, right? And so I'm doing this presentation, and the majority of the people that are there, they hadn't even read the book. So I could dazzle them. But there were a couple people there who were, they knew what they were doing. They had used the product and, you know, they had tried to program with it and all that. And they were asking other questions. And, you know, so we got into, "Well, Kevin, you know, are we talking about JDK 1.2 or, because we're now a JD, you know, we're like one, I'll use it, that's Java Development Kit. But, you know, we're talking about JDK 1.5 or are we talking about JDK 1.4? And I'm like, "Well, why do you ask?" He goes, "Because we've been trying to get JDK 1.4 to work. So is there a new one coming out?" And I didn't have an answer. And I had never played with the Java Development Kit. I was still, you know, dinking around with a 1.2. But it was funny how unprepared I felt and how, you know, you aren't bold when you know that the people in your audience know more than you do. It's like a stand-up comic, you know, a rookie, and people start to heckle him, and he's like, "Oh," you know, end of story. So the key is this. You're bold when you know something. When it's been there, done that. You're not fooling me. I got this down, whatever. Donald Trump is bold because this is not that difficult for him. The Barack Obama really demonstrated no boldness. The only thing Barack Obama was bold about was the idea of, I mean, he was bold about his ideology, but it was wrong. He knows his ideology. He didn't feel like it worked, but that didn't matter. He was bold in the ideology, but in the implementation of it, he stunk. Donald Trump's bold in the ideology because he knows it works. That's it. And so my question to you is, are you? I mean, people are questioning you all the time. They're questioning you, "Well, why do you like Donald Trump's tax plan? Or why do you like this thing on immigration? Why do you like this?" Are you bold in saying, "Here's the reason why"? Let me answer it for a lot of people. Sorry to tell you, you're not. You're kind of wimpy. And you're wimpy for all the wrong reasons. You know you're right, but you're afraid. You're afraid of the ramifications. And so the question I'm going to ask you now is, are you going to stay this way? The left wants you to stay this way. They need you to shut up. They need you to let their voices be heard. We silenced them on November the 8th of 2016. You want to talk about a gut punch, a kick in the crotch, call it whatever you want, a hit right on the button. We knocked them the heck out. And then they got up and were like, where's the fight at? Now they're still bold, right? And my question is, do you want to let them up? Do you want to not go back in there and say, oh, you got up and you still think there's a fight? Boop, and are ready to knock them out again. Because if you don't, I promise you, they will pretend the fight never happened. So what's going on right now? Why can we be so bold? Donald Trump's gotten everything pretty much he wants. May not be in the timing that he's wanted. He's used to disappointment. Can't get a, you know, building permit or something to do. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the routine, right? You think this guy's not used to some delays? So ask yourself this. This is a guy that builds these magnificent buildings in the middle of the most expensive real estate in the world. And that building, every day that it's not occupied, is costing him thousands, if not millions of dollars. Think about the number of shops and the number of penthouses and apartments and stuff. So I don't know what a typical building would hold, but let's say it's got 500 units. And those 500 units would be sold for a minimum of $5 million each. Somebody wants to do the math, you can. So you've got billions of dollars at play waiting on this building to be finished. And so you can amortize that back and say, how much does it cost me? What is the time value of me not having that $2.5 billion in my bank account doing something else versus it, you know, being in other people's pockets? So that's how Trump thinks. So there may be a delay on the Muslim immigration travel ban or whatever. Travel order is what it really is. But I'll get through the delay. That delay doesn't it costs lives. The Trump looks at it as it costs lives, but those lives are going to be on you. But I'm going to continue to work it. So he went through the process, through the courts. So there, that's what happened. You can look at that as part of refugee resettlement. We've already seen the outcome of his border policy. Every time somebody comes over, a potential for a job is lost, a potential for loss of American life. The productivity of America goes down every time an interloper comes here and wants to live off the system. Donald Trump sees it as, if I stop illegal immigration and I send a bunch of people home that aren't working and are unproductive, that rises, that means that our GDP goes up. He sees the business value of doing that. And he also sees the legality. So that's what you're looking at, a guy who understands all this stuff. The left thinks, oh, he's never going to get his tax reform. Now it's almost become a foregone conclusion. They said, how's he going to drain the swamp? He can't drain the swamp. Look, rhinos are leaving in droves. Flake, Corker, Conyers, Franken, he just bailed out. And there will be many more. He talks about the love of this country. He attacked the NFL kneelers, Kaepernick. They can give Kaepernick all the awards they want. It will not affect what Donald Trump is doing. He's sending a shot over the bow to corporations. He's saying, if you want to do this, you will suffer. And so people, oh, Kevin, I don't understand why he's all in the middle of that. He's in the middle of it because it has to do with Make America Great Again. These guys do not want America to be great, and they want to glorify a guy that hates this country. He's not going to allow it to happen. But you want to know what his biggest accomplishment is? Donald Trump's biggest accomplishment is ignoring the left. Most people, I mean, you're subject to human nature and go, I want them to love me. I want them to adore me. Donald Trump says, they hate me. I know it. They're fake news because they have no reason to hate me. And in doing that, he's saying, I ignore them. You know what? If I got to self-aggrandize, I'll do it. Hey, look at me. I'm great. Watch what I do over here. I'm going to bring these guys back from China. I'm going to bring back some money and trade from China. I'm going to do this over here. I'm going to make the Middle East carry their own debt fighting the war on terror. Bold and decisive. So we've got border crossings at the lowest level ever. I mean, not ever, but in a long time. People going back home from Mexico, which means the expatriate money that's been leaving the United States no longer leaves the United States. And every one of these policies has a long-range implication. That's what you got to think about. Now, I will say this. I'm not happy with Donald Trump and how he wants to deal with entitlements. I'm not happy with how he wants to deal with Social Security. I'm not happy with what he wants to deal with Medicare. He says we shouldn't touch those. They're sacred cows. And I say sacred cows make the best burgers. So at some point, we can't ignore this mega trillion dollar bubble that's ready to happen. Now, let me tell you why Donald Trump isn't as worried about that as most people. He sees it as if we get our GDP up to 5-6% and the economy's humming along and we can start to reduce the deficit, then we'll pay down this debt. The level of productivity will rise and we'll be able to pay down. And he's talking true. So he looks at it this way. Think about this. We've made $6 trillion in the stock market or something like that since he took over. He looks at what your house value will be. He looks at getting rid of people that aren't working, bringing in people who are, bringing up people who will. And he's measuring all these numbers and saying, our GDP used to be $14 trillion, give or take. Now it's already rising. It's $17, $18 trillion. So if we can get our GDP into the $20 trillion range, we can start paying down that debt to the people that have already paid in, so to speak. That's what he's thinking. That's going to take a lot of productivity sustained for that to work. But at least we're moving in the right direction for somebody that says, I don't want to touch those entitlements. So, you know, we're going to have a come to loggerheads, all of us, with Donald Trump on this issue. But right now, I got to give this guy a solid A.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So there's lots going on. You can only pack so much in a show, and then, you know, you find yourself looking up going, what happened to the time? And it's slipping away. But I do want to touch, first of all, give a shout out to the folks in California. The fires are horrendous. We pray for you guys. I know your politics suck, but you're Americans, and we want you to survive. And hopefully, I mean, fires in California seem like, it used to be one a year, once every 2 years, something like that. Now it seems like they're all the time. And I just hope everybody can stay safe. loss of life is obviously more important than loss of property, but when a house burns, I see those houses burning, and I think of the contents. I'm not talking about the furnishings. I'm talking about the things that make up people's lives, and I get nostalgic for that. My aunt Gertie died recently, and she remarried a gentleman. His name is Charlie. Call him Uncle Charlie. And when she died, it was kind of, I mean, I knew she was sick, but it was a bit unexpected. And I called my Uncle Charlie, and I was like, "Hey, can I get my aunt?" My aunt Gertie was my mother's best friend, first cousins. And every time I would visit my aunt, she'd give me a letter or two from my mom. And just made me tear up because, you know, it was little things between them. You know, my mom talking about running off to college or, you know, how me and my brother were doing. She's writing letters about me and my brother when she's, you know, traveling around the country when she was married to my deadbeat dad. And it's a little drop of history that I'm never going to get anywhere else. And when she died, I, because it's not my actual uncle, I called him immediately and said, "Hey, look, when can I come down and search through that stuff? Because I got to get my Aunt Gertie's stuff." But I see these people's stuff burning, and I say to myself, "Who's got letters like that that they're never going to see? You know, a little bit of your history that goes away." I don't have much. I just don't. I've never been that person. But now I'm starting to get nostalgic. Maybe it's because I'm getting closer to death. Who knows? Did I say that out loud? We all are. That's okay. It's a, you know, you, when you get to the point where you're talking about your mortality, you have to be okay with that. It's going, there's going to come a day where your clock, you know, stops ticking. And, you know, and I don't even think about it in terms of legacy and all the things that people think about. I just think about it in terms of, you know, I don't want to make it sound like I want to know more about myself. Because it sounds so selfish. But I do. I want to read letters. My Aunt Gertie gave me a letter that my mom wrote from when I was a baby, and she's describing, you know, Kevin's not sleeping a whole lot, and he drives me nuts, you know, because he won't just get on a regular routine or whatever, and I'm thinking, there I was, boy, just, woo, look at me, you know? It was so fun to read my mom's handwritten letters. There's another lost art form. Starting to get punchy. It's getting to the end of the show. Corey Feldman found the tapes. He said he called the Santa Monica Police Department, you know, to get his testimony when he was filing charges for pedophilia and all this against these people in Hollywood. And they said, "Well, you know, we don't have that stuff anymore." And Feldman was like, "You got to be kidding me." "No, no." So, I mean, I don't know whether it's true or it isn't. You know, because Hollywood, you know, they got big power over there still, even to this day. All these pedophiles, they're out there paying cops off. "Hey, man, you keep that stuff private, you know?" So who knows? But Corey Feldman says, "I was digging through my garage the other day, and I found those tapes, man. Oh, so he's going to release them." Good for him. I'm happy. You know what? You can see when Corey Feldman is talking about this stuff that happened in Hollywood, can't you just feel his pain? You know, he's like, looking back on it, and you know what's funny, when something was wrong and you thought it was wrong, but you know, everybody was like, "No, this is cool." And then now he's an adult and he's looking back and he's just rewinding the clock on all the things that happened to him that he was told were okay. And he's going, "You know what? I wish I could just reset and just start punching people's lights out." I know that's what he's thinking. I've had stories told when we were, you know, doing a lot with these foster kids. And they tell you these horrible stories, things that have happened to them. And they say it as if, well, but, you know, it's normal. You know, it's normal to be molested by a foster parent. And you're like, no, it's not. You know, and many of the things that test your sensibility, you're like, what? No, that's not what they do. But it is. There are people in the foster system, just so you guys are aware, they love the money. And they love children, and they manipulate and they take advantage of these kids. I mean, believe me, I'm not going to even take you there because I don't want anybody having these thoughts. But what I will tell you is this. I work hard to get these kids out of foster care and into something real, into real families that love them. It's not good. And that's not to say foster parents are all bad. I'm not saying that. But when they are, oh my gosh, it's horrible stories. What else we got? North Korea. They said war is inevitable. The unmitigated aggression of the great, you know, Donald Trump. I love their language, man. When these guys give a message out, whoa, you got to pull out the dictionary. But they say war is inevitable. One of my friends, he was arguing with me. He says, you know, Kevin, why does Donald Trump go over there and he saber rattles and he's flying planes over North Korea and he's, you know, dispatching ships into the South China Sea and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, why doesn't he just give, you know, North Korea an ultimatum that just says, it's very simple. You can have all the toys you want. You can build all the nuclear weapons you want. You can fire them off underground, overground, doesn't matter to me. But the minute you fire off one of those weapons to the United States, you're in big trouble. Now, I tried to explain to my friend that it's not as simple as he's trying to make it. Because, see, we run on 8-year cycles, 4 years, sometimes 8 years. And North Korea says, great, I'll amass all my weapons, and then I'll wait on the next Obama. And I'll hold him hostage. What Trump is doing is saying, I want to push him to the limit right now. Because I'll push him to the limit where I'll do something. And China's going to say, it's okay. They're going to turn and look the other way. Because you know what? The North Korean economy isn't a fraction of what ours is. And, you know, do you really want to go to bat protecting a nutcase like Kim Jong-un? So I love the way, you know, Trump handles these things. Now, my buddy's going, you know, he should just make the ultimatum and we wash our hands of it and that's that. And I go, you know, that'd be okay if Trump were a dictator. Not that I want that, by the way, because people, Kevin wants Trump to be a dictator. No, I'm not saying that at all. I don't want him to be a dictator. I want somebody who's going to be just as hardcore and hardcore conservative to step in, which is a good question. Maybe we should ask this as our question. I mean, you're going to have to call and leave me a message, but 844-551-8255. Who do you think could replace Trump once he's done, when he's run his second term out? Who could replace him? You got any ideas? Right now, honestly, the only person I see replacing Trump, because he's learning kind of how to work the system, is Ted Cruz. He's the only one. That's not to say that there aren't others. Maybe you guys have other ideas. But I say Ted Cruz. So anyway, from a foreign policy perspective, people are going, well, I don't give him a high grade because he's not doing very well on foreign policy. And I go, by what measurement? If you grade President Trump on his foreign policy compared to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, you'd have to give him at least a B. I mean, I'm just saying, has he solved world peace? No. But this move to put our embassy in Jerusalem is a big deal. That's a big thing. His first trip to Poland, rock star. Went out there, you know, glad-handed, made sure people knew the new America. You know, we were going to protect our borders. We were not going to be part of the new world order, et cetera, et cetera. Success. Goes to Saudi Arabia, picks up $350 billion in contracts. Success. That country, in effect, had a small coup. Success. The guys that didn't like him are gone. The ones that like him are there. They're making a turnover. They want to become more of a democracy. So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that, but that's what they want. So you got that. He goes to China, or he goes to Asia, and he shores up relationships with Japan, South Korea, the Chinese, and Philippines, etc. I'd call that a win. He's got China at least looking into the situation with North Korea. When it comes to ISIS, you heard anything from them? They're getting their butts kicked. Oh, look, this is good stuff here. Hard to give a guy a 60. His buddy gave him a 60. I said, you do know that's a D, right? Yeah, because it's foreign policy. Oh, so you don't credit him with any of the good things that he's done. You know, the economy and unemployment, et cetera, et cetera. No, you know. I trapped him. I'm not going to kid you. I trapped him. Anyway, folks, we had a lot to talk about. We didn't get to it all, but we will do it again very soon.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.